Hello, and welcome back to the Letters and Layers podcast, where I share all things life lessons, experiences, personal insights, streams of consciousness, books I'm loving, mental health, and everything in between. This is your host, Amaka, as always. It is Monday, April 14th, when I am recording. Woke up and did a little bit of reading, and now I am here, fired up the microphone, ready to get going. I kind of want to dive into the topic of this episode right away, but I'll give a quick personal update. I'm doing well. I can't complain at all. This weekend was pretty chill, a little busy, but not too much. I am 6 months into my lock journey and got my retie done yesterday. My hair is looking amazing and it's getting long. My loctician was like, "Ooh, girl, your inches. My hair was long to begin with, you know, with the install, but with the locks, I am retaining pretty much all the hair that I'm growing. And I am, you know, I didn't really have any breakage beforehand, but like, I have pretty much none at this point. So the hair that's growing, like, you can see it. So I'm just happy with how that journey is going. And yeah, other than that, this weekend was pretty low key, I'm happy to say. And the first 3 months of the year, kind of rounding out the quarter, was a lot because there was just a lot to do. But things have slowed down and I'm really happy about that. I am doing a little bit of traveling over the next 4 weeks. I'm having family come to town, which I'm excited about. So there's going to be much more of a focus on community for the next month. And I am really looking forward to it. I feel like I've just been so bogged down with work and just getting things done as far as my day job goes, and then just, you know, my own personal pursuits. And then if you listen to my last episode around healing trauma with exposure therapy, you'll know, you know, kind of the experience I went through, which was pretty unfortunate and upsetting. But I think crossing over into April did a lot for me in a good way, just kind of leaving that whole experience behind, especially since it was the best outcome possible. So I'm feeling happier, I'm feeling lighter, I'm feeling optimistic, and I'm looking forward to the spring and summer season and leaning more into my creativity, which is a big part of this episode. So yeah, I think I'm just gonna jump in. I had a breakthrough last week because I watched a YouTube video that was talking about limiting beliefs. And, you know, I think that I have definitely come a long way as far as like things I used to think to be true about myself, you know, growing up and really interrogating those ideas and letting the ones that didn't serve me kind of fall away and not allow them to be attached to me any longer. But I discovered that I was really limiting myself and not allowing myself to really explore what creativity means to me and what creativity could come out of me, like what I could actually do because of the limiting beliefs that I was holding on to. The video that I watched, her channel, it's a YouTube channel, and it's actually focused on fitness. This person, her name is Colleen, and her channel is Colleen Marie Cares. She's actually she's someone who conducts extended fasts. So I tend to intermittent fast, you know, every so often. Shorter fasts, I do probably at least once a week, like anywhere from 16 to 20 hours, but she does extended fasts. Like she'll like do 36, 48 hour fasts. The longest I've gone is about 40 hours. I did try extended fasting earlier in the year and towards the end of last year. And I found for me that I preferred shorter fasts. You know, I think for me, I'll like max out at 24, which could still be like one meal a day, you know. Some folks find a lot of success with extended fasts, alternate day fasts. But yeah, and trying that for me, I found that it didn't really work with what I wanted as far as like just my daily habits and eating regimen. So, you know, everything isn't going to work for everybody. I returned to my, you know, normal anywhere from 16 to 24 hour fasts. But yeah, she was doing a live. I'll post a link to her YouTube channel in case you're interested in kind of exploring what she has to offer. But she did this live last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, and she was just talking about how limiting beliefs can impact the way you move through life and what you allow yourself to believe, and honestly, what you allow yourself to experience as far as like positivity and goal achievement and leveling up. Because a lot of times we say we want things, but are we truly in pursuit of them? If we get them, like, what would we do? Would we feel deserving? Would we be afraid of the responsibility that comes with whatever that thing is, or the success of, you know, what we were hoping for? So she was talking particularly about success in relationships, specifically romantic ones, and, you know, how it's been a challenge for her as far as her history goes. And she was interrogating the limiting beliefs that she had around that. And I really took to heart what she was sharing in the podcast, because she was really, not podcast, the YouTube video, because she was really vulnerable. And I started thinking about where I may have still had limiting beliefs in my life, even though, you know, I have achieved so much, you know, for where I am. But I feel like even still, there's so much that I could do, and there's so much realization of myself that I'm yet to experience. There's so much in me that I have yet to let out because of, and speaking specifically with creativity, there's so much in me that I am yet to let out because of the limiting beliefs that I have around art and creating art and being an artist. So having watched that video, I was like, and she was encouraging the people who are listening to the live and those who would listen later on to really think about what areas of your life do you espouse limiting beliefs, whether you're aware or not, because this can apply to pretty much everything. Limiting beliefs around success in work, limiting beliefs around finances and money, limiting beliefs around success in relationships, limiting beliefs around family, limiting beliefs around creativity, which applies to me mostly in this moment, limiting beliefs around your body, limiting beliefs around literally anything, what you can do at what age, expectations. Like, I don't know that there's any facet of someone's life where this can't apply. So I did an exercise around the limiting beliefs that I had as someone who is really trying to learn and get to know who she is as a creative and an artist. And once I got to writing, there were so many different feelings I had. Sadness around the limiting beliefs, shock to a degree, that I felt all this, even though I guess maybe I wasn't really fully conscious of it. Hope and happiness I also felt, because in kind of putting these beliefs down on paper, I could see them. And in, you know, with the power of writing and the power of energy transfer that I believe in when it comes to writing, I could see this. I could transfer the negative energy, you know, and the energy around the limiting beliefs out of myself and onto paper so that I'm no longer holding on to them. And then being able to see it in word form will allow me to now tell myself that they're not true. These are just things that I just made up. And not only, it's not just, you know, things that were made up. I think these are messages that I've just internalized because of how I grew up, whether intentionally or not. You know, being the first daughter of four kids from an immigrant family, Nigerian heritage, I feel like we are now, over the last decade, really seeing an emergence of Nigerian artists. Although we've always kind of been there, I feel like Nigerians are very, not only are we very intelligent people, you know, as far as book smarts, but we have not really, I'll just say in my experience, I knew that as a young child, I was very creative and I always looked forward to art class. That was my favorite thing to do. But unfortunately, pursuing art and my creative side was not nurtured as a child. And I don't really fault my parents for that because I don't know that that was nurtured in them. So they wouldn't really see that to nurture it in me. I think maybe once or twice when I was a kid, I would share maybe the things that I made. Or maybe they'd come into my room and kind of see certain things and maybe compliment them. But as far as like regular pouring into me as a child who really loved art and creativity, that's not really something that I got. And like I said, I don't fault them because I don't know that that's something that they got, you know, growing up. But, you know, because of that, I think, and also because of the push, the strong push towards the sciences, because of the impression of safety and stability when it comes to, you know, your profession and making money, I internalize certain messages, whether they were said out loud or not, about the importance of creativity or the fact that it wasn't important at all. And now that I am kind of, I guess, you know, in my mind, I'm kind of on the other side of all of that as far as like where I am now professionally, being in a science-based field, and kind of all my education leading up to this point has been heavily science leaning. I have been really digging deep into what the arts mean for me. And I kind of fantasize or play around with the idea of like my second career, like what that looks like for me. And I know that for me, it's something that I want to kind of do a complete 180 and just lean entirely into art and allowing myself to explore what that looks like for me. But I was holding myself back even in doing this, even in kind of starting this journey last year or 2023. I've still been holding myself back because I'll go out and I'll go to art exhibits and I will, you know, be inspired and I will be in awe of the creations of other people, but wouldn't really let myself go there entirely because of these beliefs that I espoused and, you know, have been holding me back. So I'm going to share what I wrote down and I'll give more context to what I used to believe, but don't anymore. Or I believe much less so. I think this is something that in actively practicing not believing these statements and messages that, you know, were something that I internalized, it's going to take time. But I think at any point when I'm looking at what I wrote, I'm always reminded that these are things that ultimately are made up. They're only true if I let them be. And in kind of elevating my self-awareness around this, I can really break through and allow myself to see what's on the other side. This is what I wrote. Art is not meant to be taken seriously, or art shouldn't be taken seriously. Art isn't worth devoted time. I'm delusional or silly or stupid for thinking people would buy my art. Simple art isn't real art. Simple art isn't worth selling. Selling photos feels fraudulent. I don't want to spend so much money on art. I'm not an artist. What I dream up or think of is not good enough. Other people can sell their art or succeed in art. I can't. People won't pay for what comes naturally to me. That last one, people won't pay for what comes naturally to me. I actually like put that in bold and caps in my sketchbook, because I bought a sketchbook a couple months ago, and in watching the video that I told you guys about, I wrote the limiting beliefs in my sketchbook since they're solely art focused. And I think that was the perfect place to write them, because I can always go back and read it in the place where I'm supposed to allow whatever comes out of me to just come out as messy or as uncoordinated or as nonsensical as it may seem. So just to break down a few things. Yeah, I think the belief that art shouldn't be taken seriously, art shouldn't have devoted time to it, art is not meant to be taken seriously, I can see those beliefs coming from childhood, just kind of feeling like it wasn't worth much effort because all of the emphasis was placed on what I could do to, you know, create a comfortable, stable life for myself. What will provide me regular, steady income? What will be safe and secure as far as a profession? And often in immigrant families, and many families, not just immigrant families, art is seen as unstable. Art is seen as worthless. Art is seen as something you do if you want to, but you can't depend on it to provide you a living. Art is something that's seen as you could take it or leave it. Creativity is something you can live without. But I am more and more of the mind that creativity, everyone is an artist, they just may not know how. And it is part of what makes life worth living, truly. So yeah, those first few beliefs, art is not meant to be taken seriously, art shouldn't be taken seriously, art isn't worth devoted time, those definitely stem from childhood, they do, for sure. The next few ones, I'm delusional or silly / stupid for thinking people would buy my art, simple art isn't real art, simple art isn't worth selling, selling photos feels fraudulent. I think those stem from just believing that, it honestly, it's rooted in that last statement that I said, people won't pay for what comes naturally to me. I have limited myself by thinking that people would dismiss or think what I have to share or what comes out of me, what I create, is stupid or dumb or not good. But that's not true. Art is subjective, and I am a fan of this website called Artfully Walls, and they have a pretty extensive database of artists and print works that they have created. And I've been, over the last couple of weeks, you know, when I have some downtime, I'll just go letter by letter through each artist. Like, they are alphabetized. So I started at the bottom and am almost halfway through. And there's art there that speaks to me so deeply. And then there's art that is just not for me. I'll leave it there. But I'm sure that there are people who would see the art that I don't connect with and not be able to stop thinking about it. You know, it's just such a subjective realm that I'm limiting myself in thinking that nobody would connect to the art that I create, and that what I create isn't worth sharing with the world. You know, now if I make something and I just genuinely want to keep it to myself, that's fine. But if I make something and I'm thinking about sharing it, but I don't because of these statements or limiting beliefs, that's something that I'm trying to be better at identifying. Am I keeping this to myself because I just want it to be for me? Or am I keeping this to myself because I am already assuming what people will think? And when I find myself identifying with the latter, I want to be more purposeful in pushing past that. The statement selling photos feels fraudulent. I think I need to kind of dig deeper into that because I don't know much about photography. I know very little about it. The extent to which I'm familiar with photography ends with my iPhone, really. So I'm thinking, you know, if I were to just take some photos and decide, oh, these are good, I'm going to sell them, that it feels fraudulent because maybe I didn't put any work into it, or I didn't, you know, there wasn't really much, if any, editing that was done to the photos. But honestly, I think this also falls under the subjective nature of art. There are people that take photos with their iPhone and they are amazing photos, and other people see the beauty in them too and are willing to pay for it. I don't know that photography is something I'm interested in, but I also want to be careful not to limit myself in that way too. Maybe that's something that kind of opens up for me more down the line, or I'm just not connecting to yet. So this is something I think will be interesting for me to see how it unfolds over time. But I put it down because that's how I felt in the moment. And I think the purpose of this exercise for me is just to get the statements on paper and then start to parse things out, you know, start to think about where these are rooted and how it's untrue, you know? I don't want to spend much money on art. I'm not an artist. What I dream up or think of is not good enough. Other people can sell their art or succeed in art. I can't. The whole not wanting to spend money on art, I think, also stems from the statements of just art not being important or worth it to devote time and energy into it. Because you can create great art with very minimal tools, and then you can create great art and have to just like have so many components of it that you buy, that you purchase. Over the last 6 months, I'd say, I've been slowly, you know, buying art tools, and they're not cheap. Art tools, paints. I recently ordered pastels because I remember loving creating with pastels when I was like in elementary school. So I just bought an oil pastel set recently, and I'm excited to kind of dive into that. But it's money, you know, and I want to acknowledge that there's a privilege to be able to spend money on art and art tools. And I want to acknowledge that because not everyone has that. But where I am in my journey, I think spending money on art tools is a testament to the fact that I am realizing that art is worth the investment monetarily if art is important to me. And you invest in different ways. You invest via energy, you invest via time, you invest via sacrifice, you invest via money. And all of those don't always apply depending on what, you know, the issue or topic is. Or the effort. But for me, who is trying to see what things look like for me along this artistic and creative journey, I'm going to have to spend some money, you know, and I am thankful that I'm in a place to be able to do that. I feel immense gratitude to be in a place to do that. And I think in allowing myself to make that investment in that way, actively pushes back against that limiting belief that it's not worth it. I think I am on a daily basis fighting the limiting belief that I'm not an artist, because this is something that I've never been told. So it's like, who am I to say that that's who I am? I'm fighting that limiting belief because I don't create every day. I think about art a lot. And I've been going like to more events that are art focused, and even just walking around in my neighborhood, I get inspiration. Because one thing I love about Chicago is it invests in art. There's murals everywhere. Sometimes the architecture of different homes can inspire you. I went on a walk a couple days ago and I passed by this row home that had a yellow door, and it just kind of stirred something in me. So I took a picture and I'm curious to see if anything will come from it. But yeah, I think it's going to be a long-term journey, maybe even a lifelong journey, to feel comfortable with calling myself an artist. I think it's hard because I don't have an expansive collection of works that I've created. And I feel like when you see someone who is an artist and who people acknowledge as an artist, they have so much to show for it. And I feel like I don't, at least not yet. I have a few things that I've created, but I guess I feel like you have to have work to show for it to say that you're an artist. You can't just say you're an artist. So that's something I'm going to be thinking about, you know, and kind of pushing through for a long time. Thinking that people won't pay for what comes naturally to me, or people won't buy my art, or I can't sell my art, or other people can do it and I can't, is definitely something that I think I've believed in the past, because I respect people who create their art and sell it. But I don't know that I'm entirely over the idea that I don't deserve to do that. I think part of me feels like I don't deserve to create art and then think that I can sell it for money, you know? Oh man, so much to unpack here. But, you know, it's an ongoing process. I think this is a struggle for me in many different facets, because what comes naturally, I think a big part of it is that I feel like things that come naturally to me probably come naturally to everybody else. So that's an assumption I have, and kind of, you know, knowing that and saying it out loud takes the power out of it, because it's not true. There are things that come naturally to people that people will pay for because it doesn't come naturally to them. But I think I just have this story in my mind, or this assumption, that if I can do it, other people can do it just as easily. If it comes naturally to me, then it must come naturally to everybody. So why would someone pay for it from me? You know? So I'm still working through that, because I'm trying to remind myself that that's not true. Something that comes naturally to me is a gift. It's a talent. It's something that people can't automatically replicate or duplicate. That's what makes me unique. That's what gives me a certain edge or X factor. That's something that no matter what people try to do, if they try to imitate what I do, it would never be exactly the same. So knowing that alone, you know, is what I am going to try to remind myself when maybe I create something and I'm like, I think this is really good. Maybe I should put this out to see what interest there is, you know? But that's going to be something that, you know, I work through on an ongoing basis. So I really encourage folks to do this exercise for themselves in whatever realm they think it would be helpful, because in the video too, Colleen was saying how, like, when it comes to work, she has very few limiting beliefs, and that is a testament to how successful she's been. But in relationships, it's been a challenge because of what she believes in that situation. And, you know, I know that to be true. There are certain parts of my life where I don't have very many limiting beliefs, and I think my professional life is one of them. There is a new phase in my professional life that I'm trying to level up to, and I think there are some limiting beliefs there that I'm gonna have to put down on paper and interrogate. But I think because I have allowed myself to lean into the positive qualities that I know that I possess, and not allow any negative thoughts to get in my way, that has really allowed me to get to this point. But I must admit that I'm feeling a degree of comfort where I am. So that's kind of what's forcing me to push and kind of break through to the next level. Because I don't want to feel stagnant. I don't want to feel comfortable. I want to feel like I'm continuing to move forward as far as, you know, my career goes. And who's to say that I couldn't create a career around art? I don't know what things will look like in 5 years, 10 years, but the promise I'm making to myself in this moment is that no matter what, I'm always going to push back on these limiting beliefs that I've had for myself as an artist for so long. Just like I'm always pushing back, I'm always pushing against the limiting beliefs I have with doing this podcast, because I don't think limiting beliefs ever go away. You just have to know that they're there so that you can do what you have to do anyway, you know? Because I do sometimes think, oh, this is a waste of time. No one listens. I should just kind of shut it all down or whatever. But regardless of what those thoughts and voices say, I do it anyway, you know? So I want to kind of incorporate the practice that I have implemented with my podcast into these other areas of my life that I have allowed myself to hold me back and kind of conquer it by knowing that they're there, but doing the thing anyway. So I didn't want this episode to be too long. I'm already at around 36 minutes and I have a lot to do today, including edit this podcast to make sure it goes up on time tomorrow. So I want to thank you guys for listening as always. Thank you so much. I appreciate those who download and listen from all parts of the world. Please share. Please recommend if this episode or any other episodes resonate with you and you think other people would enjoy it too. Please rate or review on your preferred listening platform. If you have any questions for me that you'd like to get my two cents on that you don't mind me sharing on the podcast, reach out at contact@thelettersandlayers.com. I also have an Instagram for the podcast, so feel free to DM me at the Letters and Layers Pod. The handle will be in the description. And as always, thank you guys so much. I appreciate the support, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.